Later today in Melbourne, there will be an ambitious attempt to set a new world record. It's the largest number of bagpipers ever playing at one time, and they'll be playing this familiar tune. The organisers are hoping that AC/DC's classic It's a Long Way to the Top will see bagpipers flock to Federation Square to overtake the current world record, which stands at 333 pipers and is held by Bulgaria. Campbell Wilson is the senior pipe major of the City of Melbourne Highland Pipe Band, and he's been helping everyone at least try to play together. Campbell, welcome to breakfast.
Hello, good morning, Sarah. Sally, thank you very much for having me.
How excited are you today getting all these pipers together in Melbourne?
The excitement is very much building. I'm really looking forward to it. I know at my own band practice at the City of Melbourne Pipe Band, we have been practicing the last few weeks just to make sure that everyone's on the same page. And I know right across the state, really, a lot of the different school bands and other bands in Victoria, and I know a few players from outside of the state as well, have been practicing hard and making sure they're ready to rock.
And what are the challenges trying to get so many pipers to play together?
The biggest challenge is absolutely getting everybody to play in tune, because bagpipes are essentially four instruments in one, where you've got three drones, which are the sticks on the shoulder, and the chanter, which is the part which plays a melody, all in tune for one piper. But then if you multiply that by however many we end up having today, then that's probably the biggest challenge.
And bagpipes can be made up in different configurations as well, is that right?
Look, the Great Highland Bagpipe, which is the one that most people imagine when the word bagpipe's mentioned, is just one configuration, but there are then a myriad of different pipes from different cultures right across the globe, from obviously the many small pipes and Irish pipes to different iterations in Greece, in Italy, across Asia. So there's many different configurations, but certainly for this, there's one configuration.
So what's it like, the bagpipe scene in Melbourne? Are there still kids coming through, either through family heritage that they take up the bagpipes, or through school bands and other things?
Yeah, look, the bagpipe community is actually quite strong and vibrant in Victoria at the moment. There's a lot of school bands across the state which really do a good job of teaching and encouraging people. So those some of the big schools which people might be familiar with, Scotch College, Halebury, Ballarat, Grammar, PLC. There are a number who really drive the, I guess, a lot of our new membership, and they're supported by, and we're encouraging a lot of people, all of those kids to then go into the community pipe bands, because one of the things which is, hidden things about pipe bands is that it's kind of like sports for musicians. So a lot of sports people, whether it's netball, soccer, footy, tennis, all of those kind of clubs have, kids have those outlets at sport, whereas musicians don't often have access to community groups. But this is a really great opportunity for kids to be involved in their community and get a whole heap of experiences and exposure to a variety of different experiences. I mean, personally, it's been one of the biggest accidental decisions I made as a 10-year-old to start learning bagpipes. I've had the opportunity to play at the AFL Grand Final with Powderfinger before. I've had the opportunity to play on Spits and Specs. I've had the opportunity to travel internationally to France and to China very recently. And so it's one of those really great opportunities for kids to experience.
So you need to get more than 330-odd pipers to try and break this record. The number's actually lower than I thought. I thought with things like the military tattoo in Edinburgh or other events that you might need a whole lot more than that, Campbell.
Yeah, look, certainly when I heard the official figure, it was a little bit of a surprise, because one of the things that that does happen annually is the World Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow in Scotland. And certainly there are probably well over 1,000 pipers out there, but obviously no one's thought to do a head count over there.
Well, Glasgow, you might need to, it's going to be a lot of work to get this record. Who knows how long you're going to keep on with it. How difficult is this riff from AC/DC? How hard is it to play, or is it not too bad?
It's not too bad. It's actually quite a nice, simple and accessible riff for learners to play, which is really great, so that learner players, when they get on, instead of having to play Hot Cross Buns or something like that, they can actually get on board and play along with AC/DC, which is a really, really great opportunity for kids.
It's fantastic. Well, good luck with everything this afternoon. We've had a few text messages in wondering what time it will be. So this will be Federation Square about 5, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're getting everybody gathered at 4:30 and we're starting to tune up. And from there, we're going to have pardon me, a couple of practices. And just after 5 o'clock, we're going for the record.
Well, Campbell, a lot of people will remember that original AC/DC film clip going through the streets of Melbourne and with the piper there as well. Campbell, thank you very much and good luck today.
Thank you very much for your time. I'm hoping we can come out on top.